This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Change Your Mindset podcast, where it's all about believing in and executing on different and innovative ways to strengthen both your leadership and communication skills to help increase your success, and especially in today's disruptive business environment. One of the most effective ways of building stronger leadership and communication skills is by embracing the principles of improvisation. Yes, that's right, improv. Your host, Peter Margaritis, is an improv virtuoso. He's also a certified speaking professional and a CPA, also known as the accidental accountant. Each episode of Change Your Mindset is designed to bring you different and innovative ideas, thoughts, and behavioral changes on a variety of differing topics, with the sole purpose of strengthening your critical soft skills. We may call them soft skills, but they are the hardest to master. And when we do, greater success and growth is the result. So jump in and start changing your mindset now. Let's start the show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. When I got my first office job, my father gave me this advice. He said, son, you want to get to work and be at your desk before your boss gets to the office. If you have to be away from your office, carry a file or two to make it look like you're working, even if you need to use the restroom. Finally, you don't leave for the day until your boss leaves. You need to be visible. Dad was telling me that people's perceptions of me is their reality, and to pay attention to what you want their reality to be. Now, fast forward from the mid-1980s to today's world, where we just spent 2 years working remotely due to the pandemic. There was no office to report to, and that was nice. There was no traffic issues, no water cooler chit-chat, no unannounced interruptions from your team, except for those family FTEs who are suddenly working remotely with you. We communicate with our teams through virtual meeting platforms like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, WebEx. We would roll out of bed, not take a shower or comb or brush our hair, turn on our computer and start working. As a result, if we had a virtual meeting or attended a virtual learning event, turning on our camera was optional. So why bother? Why? Didn't seem to matter. After all, just because we're working remotely didn't mean we took our jobs less seriously, right? Except the way we show up does make a big difference. Whether in person or virtually, when the pandemic first began and we were all homebound, I used to dress above the waist, which means in a button-down shirt or a nice polo, and wear surgical scrubs as pants. Doing this at first was fun. However, after a while, I began to notice that I was taking a more casual approach to getting my work done. It felt like there was no urgency in what I was doing. Once I realized this, I dressed it up and started dressing appropriately above and below the waist and changing my attitude to the better. To the better, I got back into the game. I felt professional and polished and improved my workday in multiple ways. Remember, perception is reality. So what are we really talking about here? Vitopia, a company that helps resolve collaboration issues, released a summary of a study conducted by Wakefield Research that surveyed 200 U.S. executives at companies of 500 employees or more between March 9th, 2022 and March 17th, 2022. This survey found that 92% of executives don't see a long-term future for off-camera employees. Huh? It would seem that the perceptions we create with others, especially with decision-making executives, really haven't changed much since 1980. People want to interact with humans they can see, hear, and experience in person, whether remotely or in person. When we can see and hear each other, we see and feel the energy, the engagement, body language, and attitude. If you have your camera off and microphone muted, what do you think the perception of the executive is with this new information? Could it be that you are uninterested, disengaged, apathetic, unkept, and multitasking, or even worse, watching Netflix, shopping on Amazon, or spending time on social media? Hold on. I hear some of you thinking that's not fair because I am working and not multitasking. Remember, perception is reality. According to the Vitopia press release dated April 12, 2022, executives view the lack of employee engagement as a subpar performance. 92% of the executives say employees who turn their cameras off are generally less engaged in the work overall. Notably, more than 2 in 5, around 44%, strongly agree with this. Okay, well, who owns the responsibility of keeping employees engaged? Well, according to the survey, 49% of the executives said those in the C-suite have that responsibility. They acknowledge it's the C-suite's responsibility. How do you change the environment and culture to engage employees? Is there a reason that there are too many virtual meetings in a day? And some of these meetings could be replaced with an email or a memo. I believe that this is part of the issue. We've all heard of Zoom fatigue. However, I feel the most significant problem is how employees change the perception that they are not engaged while their camera is off. One way is to have senior leadership share the Vitopia report via email with all employees and strongly suggest that cameras must be turned on and functional during all company-related virtual events. Strongly suggesting versus mandating leaves this decision to the employees. However, with the Vitopia data included in the request, it makes more for a persuasive ask. Having your camera turned off during any kind of virtual event is not only disengaging, but also disrespectful and quite simply impolite. If you were in an in-person meeting, would you sit with your head down on the table or stand behind a door unseen and unheard or be oblivious to the situation by working on a spreadsheet, your phone, or some other distraction? I hope your answer is no. And if it is, then the question becomes, then why is it okay for you to be unseen and unheard with your camera off in a virtual setting? The perception you are creating is real to others. You are invisible in many ways. As a communication expert who provides professional development workshops to business leaders, both in person and virtually, I've been an advocate for all cameras on at all times, except during breaks. It is the best and most powerful way to increase engagement. Please understand, I take serious responsibility for engaging my audience during all professional development learning, no matter the platform, by asking questions, facilitating dialogue, and small and large group activities with cameras on. The world has changed in so many ways since the pandemic began. One of those ways is the increase in hybrid work as a preferred method of work. Some employees may want to come into the office, and others prefer work remotely. Virtual meetings and learning are becoming part of the lexicon in evolving and growing our businesses. For all of you who prefer to leave your cameras off, be aware of the research and ask yourself how you will change your unseen presence to one that sends a message and perception to senior leadership that I am perceived as. I'm engaged and ready. Thank you. And remember to turn your cameras on.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.